It was more than 30 years ago that Rosalind Brodnax dropped out of Fremont High School. She'd been failing most of her classes, but no one seemed to care or even notice. Brodnax swore things would be different for the next generation.
When I had my child, I started looking back over my years in the school system, and I promised and vowed that I'll never, ever allow my child to go through what I went through.
But graduates of South LA's public schools say not much has changed. Some say they feel disrespected at school, like the students are there to be kept in line, not to learn.
There was a lot of yelling from the principals, yelling at the kids about what they're not supposed to be doing. Like we're not at school, like we're at boot camp or something.
That's Shinnerae Garner, who just graduated from Westchester High School. For Garner, not finishing was never an option. But she's frustrated by what she sees as skewed priorities. At her school, she says, it's easier to find a security guard than a counselor. And sometimes she spent more time staying out of trouble than studying. Students who are late to class face getting tickets, often with fines they can't afford to pay.
And I've always been at risk for truancy tickets, but I would always dodge them. Like, literally, I wouldn't go to school if I saw the police car right there. I would, like, climb the gate, go around the back, because I can't, I'm not gonna risk getting a ticket just to go to school.
Now, Garner is joining other students to protest. Her group, the Youth Justice Coalition, shows up regularly at school board meetings. Another member is Claudia Gomez. She was kicked out of 3 schools in 6 months, mostly for fighting. She says it didn't help solve her problems.
When you're in a new place, I mean, you don't know what's going to go on. You don't know anybody. So everybody feels threatened by other people that we didn't know.
Gomez turned a corner when she found an alternative school that focused on channeling anger into social action. She says she wishes she'd been taught those lessons earlier.
I would have just tried to speak more because instead of using violence, because violence was like the number one retaliation, you know? Just, I mean, you don't get me, so I'm going to go after you, you know? Now I would talk.
She doesn't know how much of a difference she'll make, but for now, finding her voice is enough. Arielle Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.